why you are interfering in our society, and what meanwhile in Turkey and in Istanbul, when they were doing the same to the people in Taksim Square, you kept silent.
So he says, why don't you keep silent this time as well? However, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood sees it differently, says the world needs to know what's been going on in their country.
There has to be a complete, total condemnation of the military coup and the massacres that followed.
Over 600 people now have died in the recent outbreaks that occurred. More violence could be occurring today with those marches. As we mentioned last half hour, they say they want them to be peaceful, but they are calling it a day of rage. And we'll explain specifically what that means next half hour with Mike Matt and the Morning News.
You heard that last cut there from a pro-Morrissey member who says, look, you have to condemn this military coup. The problem is, at least in this country, we're not acknowledging that it was a military coup. They got Morsi out of power.
We got to take that step first. Yeah.
Now in Egypt, that's a totally different ballgame.
Right.
You can call it whatever you want, but at least over here, we are not using the word coup. We do know that the president has announced that the United States has canceled joint military training exercise with the Egyptian military and alluded to the fact that his administration could take further steps to deal with the violence in Egypt, meaning could cut back aid
that's
to that
money,
country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And but we spend about $1.3 billion-ish on Egypt each and every year. That's the kind of aid we're sending their way.
Which sounds large and is, but as we learned from our Fox reporter that joined us late yesterday, the fact is that kind of is a steady pipeline, so it's not anything that just one lump sum. Plus, over the last month, they've been getting an influx of money from some other nations, so maybe that isn't quite the bargaining chip other people think it is.
Now, Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont said while suspending joint military exercises, as the president has done, is an important step, our law is clear. Aid to the Egyptian military should cease unless they restore democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be clear if we classified it as a military coup.
That's right.
Then we could suspend the aid really easily. But we haven't done that, and so funds will continue to trickle that way unless we take drastic action.
It's amazing what semantics can do.
It's all about one word here. Yep. Republican Representative Howard P. Buck McKeon of California, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, he said in an emailed statement that our strong and supportive relationship with Egypt continues to be in America's national security interest, but only so long as the Egyptian military respects civilian rule and continues the transition. You could argue, at least if you're in the pro-Morsi camp, that they are not respecting civilian rule by going into these camps, striking up violence, as the pro-Morsi side says that the Egyptian military is doing. So I don't know. There's that balance. It's which side do you take here? Do you take the military position, the government-backed military position, or do you take the pro-Morsi position? Obama had said, listen, we're not taking sides with this. We're not going to do that. We're looking at it from a global perspective. But at some point, don't you have to take a side?
Well, true. But what's interesting, and we'll get some reports a little bit later on, despite all the violence and the fact that over 600 people were killed, the majority of the Egyptian people, and we'll see this from a few different reports, are supporting the new regime.
Yeah.
And felt even though Morsi was voted in democratically, for some reason they felt he was a disappointment and didn't follow what they had thought they were going to get, that they feel that the government's direction now is the direction they want to head. But still, I mean, is that what you want? You want to be under military rule? Because that's kind of what's happening.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's caused a death toll of over 600.
Yeah, man.
That number just continues to rise. More than 4,000 hurt. And if you've got more than 4,000 hurt, you would imagine at some point some of those are going to turn into fatalities depending on injuries. And that's why yesterday the death toll went from mid-300s to well over 400 to over 500. Now it's well over 600. It just continues. And with today being dubbed the Day of Rage, that seems like there's going to be some more violence.
I said,
it's going to be ongoing.
You said, I mean, I understand they're saying it's that because this is their outcry, but they're saying their way of doing it is by taking over the streets, marching peacefully and that. But, yeah, just by the word rage, it doesn't make you think that it's going to be a nonviolent demonstration or the reaction is going to be. Plus, the government now obviously must have gave the okay a couple days ago, but has made it clear that they can use live ammunition on these protesters.
Maybe it has something to do with the language barrier.
That might, you mean the translation of it?
Maybe the Egyptian word for peace translates into rage in English.
I don't think it's that. That would be kind of strange.
Why would you dub it a day of rage? Yeah. If you want this to be about peaceful protests at 28 different sites, why wouldn't you call it a day of peace?
I agree.
Right?
Or a day of protest.
A day of protest even, sure. Yeah. But even that has some negative connotations
it does, but
to
I mean, at least that's a little less.
But,
when you talk about rage, you usually think something that's uncontrollable.
Right. Why call it a day of rage?
I don't know.
Just come out and say this is the day of death.
Unfortunately, and don't want to make light of it.
No, because that's what it's going to shape
yeah,
up to be.
You're right. Unfortunately, that's a very serious situation there.
This story out of Fort Meade, Maryland from KansasCity.com. Army prosecutors are getting one more chance to present evidence that Private First Class Bradley Manning deserves a long prison sentence for disclosing a trove of classified info through WikiLeaks. The government may call witnesses at Manning's sentencing hearing today to rebut testimony the defense presented this week. The defense evidence included testimony from two mental health workers that Manning's inner turmoil over his gender identity and his sense of isolation contributed to his decision to leak U.S. secrets. Now there's photos online of Manning in a blonde wig, in lipstick, and mascara. Those photos have leaked out now. So now there's gender identity issues, and that's why he was mentally unstable.
You do ask some questions about his superiors because supposedly this is not earth-shattering news. Some of them knew about it and just kind of ignored it because he was very good at his job.
Yeah. Now, prosecutors could call their own expert witness to give another opinion about Manning's mental state. Prosecutors also may present evidence to rebut Manning's statement on Wednesday that he regrets the harm his actions caused to people in the United States. He does face up to 90 years in prison for his offenses, but it continues today. Now the prosecution gets a chance to call people to rebut what's been said this week. But there was a photo sent out by Manning himself.
Yep.
He emailed his military therapist this photo with a letter titled "My Problem," in which he described his issues with gender identity and his hope that a military career would get rid of it.
Right.
But the photo is him. It looks like he's sitting in the front seat of a vehicle, takes sort of a self photo, blonde wig, lipstick. Doesn't look anything like his military photos.
Correct. Yeah.
But if now we're trending into the gender identity defense, I don't know. This could get even a little bit more hairy here.
Mm-hmm.
624 with Mike and Matt. Area 51, people.
Boy, yeah.
It's real.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
It exists. And the government has finally acknowledged it. It's just it's not as cool
as
what we thought it was going to be.
Mulder and Scully wouldn't be that excited.
At least from what they're telling us. Story from KBZK.com. Area 51, we know. It's long been a topic of fascination for conspiracy theorists, paranormal enthusiasts. But newly released CIA documents officially acknowledge the site and suggest that the area served a far less remarkable purpose than why we had all supposed it existed for. According to these reports, which included a map of the base's location in Nevada, Area 51 was merely a testing site for the government's U-2 and Oxcart aerial surveillance programs. The U-2 program, which has nothing to do with Bono, conducted surveillance around the world, including over the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Area 51, it's about 125 miles northwest of Las Vegas. Obviously synonymous in popular culture with government secrecy, many have theorized that it holds the answer to one of the greatest questions plaguing mankind. Are we alone in the universe? But apparently they were just spying on Russia. So there you go. They admit, Area 51 exists.
It does exist.
But it's not for the reasons you think it was.
Well, maybe. I mean, if they've now admitted that, maybe there's other facts we'll get on.
And if you are a conspiracy theorist, you believe the government is still lying to you.
Right, of course.
Oh, sure. Now they're acknowledging it. Oh, now they're saying it was just for surveillance programs. Yeah, that's what they want
you
to believe.
They can't ignore that evidence any longer. But what about the real use of it?
But really, there's aliens in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.